This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
SMS your name to 0406 000 UMA.
And the best cure and the best medicine for depression and stress is the one that Allah gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gave to the entire ummah, when Allah Azza wa says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Oh Muhammad, we know that you are upset in your heart from what they say. So Allah Azza wa Jal gives him the cure and he says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. This is the cure. This is the medicine.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم وأنعم علينا يا عظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah Almighty, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that He had gathered us here tonight, to be from amongst those who seek knowledge, and inshaAllah from amongst those who are written to be from the students of knowledge, so we could obtain that great portion of goodness in this dunya, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ حَظًّا وَافِرًا. So whoever takes this good portion of knowledge had taken a great portion in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. That those who had believed, whose hearts are assured, are in content by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt by the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal, the hearts are assured and the hearts are content. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in a form that there is a lot of our emotions, if not all our emotions have its opposite. So we are happy sometimes, but opposite to that, we are sad sometimes. We laugh sometimes and we cry sometimes. We love and we hate. And there are moments in life that we are happy with, and there's a lot of moments in life that we are not happy with, in which we are sad. Sometimes we have relevant excuses why we are sad, and sometimes the excuses from behind our sadness is irrelevant. It's pointless. Some people are sad and depressed over matters that are worthy of being sad and depressed, and others are sad and depressed over matters that are not worthy of being sad and depressed. And obviously the balance between that comes back to your iman and your taqwa. You find some people that are happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them every single day, from an income, from rizq, from sustenance, and they are happy. And you find others get multiples and 3 and 4 and 5 times more than this person who is happy and content with what he gets once or what he gets a day, but they're not happy. You find people happy what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had provided for them and sustained them. And others have a lot more than them and they're not happy, they're not content. You find people are sad over matters that are worthy of being sad, and you find others are sad over matters that it's unexplainable, why are you sad for? But in general, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created us in ways and forms that there are moments in which we are happy and there are moments in which we are sad. It all goes back to this heart, how happy this heart will be and how happy this sad can be. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amazed to the character of the believer. He alayhi salatu wa sallam, he says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, I am amazed to the character of the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ, all his matters are good for him. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءَ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, if something good befalls him, will be good for him and he'll be happy. He's happy for it. Something good came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me, I am happy. And this is something understandable by everyone. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, the amazing part is, وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءَ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءَ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, and if something harmful befalls that believer, he has patience for the sake of Allah, and this what makes me to be so amazed from the believer, وَمَا ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمَنِ, and this character, that he is happy when something good comes from Allah to him, so he thanks Allah in return, and when something bad or harmful befalls him, so he has patience for the sake of Allah, this particular character is a character and only a character for the believer. That made the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to say, I am amazed. You don't see that character in anyone else beside the believer. You don't see that character when someone Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him or provides him or sustains him with something good. He says, Alhamdulillah, ذَاكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي, this is from the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when something harmful befalls him, he says, Alhamdulillah, I will have patience. This is only a character of a believer. Anyone who has no iman, or anyone who is from not from amongst the believers, when something good comes to him, he says, this is from me. From my own sweat, from my own hardships, from my own sacrifice. And when something harmful comes on him, he blames everyone on the service of this world, including Allah except himself. Yes, this is the character of who? This is the character of the non-believer. When something good comes to him from Allah Azza wa Jal, he might thank everyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who sustained him? Allah. Who gave him? Allah. Who provided for him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when something harmful comes to him, even if it's from his own hands, he blames everyone including Allah except himself. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the one that says, the character of the believer amazes me. Something good comes to him, Alhamdulillah, this is from Allah. And something harmful comes to him, he has patience for the sake of Allah. and wait for his rewards from Allah Azza wa Jal, or for an opening to come in this world. My brothers and sisters, every single human being on the surface of this earth, regardless their level of status in this world, their wealth, their richness, their poverty, their strength, their weakness, had gone through waves in lives, either happy or sad. And when someone is happy, they express their happiness in different ways. And most of the times, people express their happiness in a positive way, and sometimes in a negative way. But the scary part is, when people become sad, when people are stressed, when people are depressed, when people are not content in their hearts, what do? You ask yourself, what was your last reaction when you were last stressed? Did you remember Allah Azza wa Jal and become from amongst those who Allah says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ? Indeed, by the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed, by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts are satisfied and content. Are you from amongst those who transgressed, starts to swear and scream and shout, starts to frown, and his face becomes so, his expressional face or facial expression becomes so, you know, negative? Are you from amongst those who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a moment where you are so stressed and depressed? Or you turn to everyone else beside Allah Azza wa Jal? Even in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah, he went through stressful moments. That Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Qur'an al-Kareem, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Oh Muhammad, we know. Oh Muhammad, we know the stress that's in your heart from what you hear from them. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to hear a lot of things. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to hear a lot of harmful, and he's to see a lot of harmful, and he's to experience a lot of harmful things from his people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to see that, and he's to hear that, and he's to experience that. He's a human being, he used to get stressed. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to be sad over these actions. And Allah azza wa jalla said, we know what's in your heart. Oh Muhammad, we know. We know what's in your heart, and we know that you are upset. What was the solution that Allah gave his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to him, oh Muhammad, go and see psychologists and counselors so you could relieve your stress? Go on anti-depression tablets. Get a high dosage of that. Because this is what happens these days. Not that I'm against it saying it's right or wrong. That's not my topic. But I'm saying that the best relief and the best cure and the best medicine for depression and stress is the one that Allah gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gave to the entire ummah, when Allah azza wa says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Oh Muhammad, we know that you are upset in your heart from what they say. So Allah azza wa jal gives him the key and he says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. This is the cure, this is the medicine, this is the relieving thing that you could relieve your stress. فَسَبِّحْ, remember Allah Azza wa Jal and glorify Him. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, and prostrate to Allah and pray to Him. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, continue worshipping your Lord until you meet your last moment in life. This is the cure. When you are stressed, remember Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. When you are depressed, pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla and ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to relieve your stress. When you are so worried, when you are so upset, resort to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take that cure that Allah gave His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wa kum min as-sajidin. Glorify your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be from amongst those who prostrate to Allah. When you are during your moment of stress, say subhanallah. Subhanallah. When you are enduring your moment of being so depressed, say alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. I thank Allah for everything. When you are under a lot of pressure, say subhanallah, subhanallah wa bihamdih. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is it when someone gets angry, they will utter with every single word that comes across their mind except saying subhanallah? You know why? Because the moment they say subhanallah, they will calm down. The moment they say subhanallah, their lifestyle will change from upset and sadness into happiness. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbik. Wa kum min as-sajidin. Wa'bud rabbaka hatta yatiyaka al-yaqeen. And Allah Azza wa Jal also says, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Lahumul busra fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. La tabdila li kalimatillah. Thalika huwa al-fawzul azim. Allah Azza wa Jal says, indeed, the awliya of Allah, the close servants to Allah, those who are always obeying Allah, the obedient servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la khawf, there is no fear on them, wala yahzanun, and there is no grief or harm or sadness on them. Ala inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. The close servants to Allah azza wa jal, there is no fear on them, and there is no sadness for them. Why? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. They believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and had taqwa, which means they acted upon their belief. And amazing to the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. He did not just say, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who had believed, because a lot of people believe but disobey. Allah Azza wa saying, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, those who believed and obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who believed and acted upon their belief. Lahumul busra. Lahumul busra fil hayat ad-dunya. The good tidings, the glad tidings is for them in this dunya. Wa fil akhirah annahi after. When you have iman and you obey Allah Azza wa Jal, there's no need for you to be sad as long as the Lord of this universe is happy from you. The times that you need to be sad and depressed are those times that you know Allah is not happy from you. These are the times that you should be very, very, very upset and sad at. These are the moments that you should be stressed over. Those moments that you know Allah is not happy from your actions. And it's amazing how people sleep the nights knowing that Allah Azza wa Jal is not happy from them. Amazing to their eyes, how their eyes close and they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not happy from them. Amazing to the food they eat, and they know that Allah Azza wa Jal is not happy from them. And amazing to the water they drink, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not happy from them. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. The close servants to Allah Azza wa Jal, there's no fear on them. There is no sadness for them. Why should you be sad when Allah, the Lord of the universe, is happy from you? When Allah Azza wa Jal is happy from you, when Allah is pleased from you, there's no reason for you to be sad. Because Allah Azza wa Jal will fill up your heart with content and happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your heart full of happiness. Allah Azza wa Jal will fill up your heart full of content. You'll be happy, you'll be content. But as long as you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah, if you are the richest and the most wealthiest and the strongest and the most influential and the most powerful man and woman stepping on the surface of this earth, wallahi, you'll never be happy. You'll never ever be happy. You would never ever be happy. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ ضَنْكَ. And whoever turns, Allah says, and whoever turns from my remembrance, from my obedience, will make them live a dunka life. What's a dunka life? Just the word sounds stressful. The word dunka sounds stressful. Miserable life. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. And whoever turns away from our remembrance will make them live a miserable life. And if that's a miserable life in this world, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And hereafter will resurrect him blind. Will resurrect him blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. O my Lord, You had gathered me in this world, in the hereafter. You had gathered me blind. وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. And I remember I used to see in this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies back to him, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Because when we sent our verses and remembrance to you, you forgot it, and today I will forget you. And that's why you are blind. Blind in a day where everyone needs to sight. Allah Azza wa Jalla make him blind. Turn away from the remembrance of Allah, you have a miserable life. And that's why you are sad. Yes. You are sad not because you lost money. And you are sad not because you had a fight with your wife or your husband. You are sad not because you didn't get the job that you wanted. And you are sad not because you had fight with another people or friends. You are sad because Allah is not happy from you. That's why you're sad. What's the point of having all the money of this dunya? All the money of this world. And the luxury of this world. And the comfort of this world. And the strength and the power and the influence, and the influence that anyone that can obtain in this world. And Allah is not happy from you. What's the point of it? What's the point? Of course you're sad. Of course you're sad. You are sad because Allah is not happy from you. Please Allah, Allah will make your heart pleased. Please Allah, Allah will make you happy. But you want to commit the sins during the day and night and you want to be happy. And Allah is happy from you, that's impossible. You want to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal and you want Allah to make you happy in return, that will never happen. You want to fall into the haram and you want Allah Azza wa Jalla to make you happy, that will never happen. And that's why my brother and sister, when you are sad and depressed, ask yourself that question. Before you look into your bank account, how much money you've got there. And before you make an appointment with a psychologist or a doctor, and before you see and speak to this person and that person, ask yourself, what's your relationship between you and Allah Azza wa Jal? Because of that relationship you are sad. Because of your tongue being dry from not remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, you are sad. But when you turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and please Allah, you will feel the happiness in your heart from the moment you remember Allah. Wallahi, from the moment you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the moment you knock on the gates of Allah azza wa jal and pray to Him, you feel the taste of happiness in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكْرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. He's the answer from Allah. He is the answer to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah azza wa jalla says, whoever does a righteous deed from a male believer or a female believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ, will verily and indeed make him live a happy life. Whoever does a righteous action, whoever does the good deeds and actions, and there are believers, and subhanallah, how Allah Azza wa Jalla connected the good deeds and actions to the belief. good deeds and actions without iman, it's pointless. It's pointless. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, whoever does a righteous deed from a male believer or female believer, Allah promised, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ. And look at the words, fa Allah. Fa means immediately will make them live a happy life. Fa lil-fawr. Immediately will make them live a happy life. Do a good deed and believe in Allah, you'll be happy. Do a righteous action and believe in Allah, Allah will make you happy. Stop committing the haram and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you happy. Because the haram, the sins that we commit are darkness in the heart and darkness in the hereafter. May Allah have mercy on Imam Malik. When he saw Imam Shafi'i, he said, Ya Bunay, inni ara fi qalbika nuran fala tutfi'hu bil ma'asi. He said, O son, I could see a light in your heart, so do not extinguish that light and turn it off by the sins. O son, Imam Malik is saying to Imam Shafi'i, O son, I could see light in your heart, nur in your heart. So don't extinguish that. Don't turn it off by disobeying Allah Azza wa Jalla and committing the sins. Because darkness in the heart brings sadness. Darkness in the heart brings sadness. Darkness in the heart brings depression. Darkness in the heart brings stress. But light and nur brings happiness. Light and nur brings comfort. Light and nur brings calmness and tranquility. And darkness is sins, and lightness is good deeds. You can't expect to do wrong and be happy. La wallah. Have you ever done something wrong and you were happy from doing it? Have you ever said something wrong and you felt happy in your heart? Have you ever fall into something wrong and you felt happy in your heart? Wallahi, that will never happen. Oh son, Allah had put light in your heart. There is lightness in your heart. So don't extinguish that with the sins. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in this beautiful hadith, narrated by Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kanat al-akhiratu ham, ja'ala Allahu ghinahu fi qalbih, wa jama'a lahu shamlah, wa atathu ad-dunya wa hiya raghima. Wa man kanat ad-dunya hamma, جعل الله فقره بين عينيه وفرق عليه شمله ولم يأته من الدنيا إلا ما قدر له. Wallahi, so beautiful words. If we just understand them. Give me your heart and your mind. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith that will resolve all our problems. He says, alayhi salatu wassalam, whoever is concerned about the akhirah, whoever has the concern and the worry over the akhirah, and this is the positive stress, to be concerned over the akhirah, to be concerned over that moment that you stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is saying, whoever is concerned over the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him wealthy in his heart. What's the wealth of the heart? The wealth of the pocket is the dollar. The wealth of the heart is what? Is content and happiness. The wealth of the pocket is the money. And the wealth of the heart is what? Is happiness and content. Because all the money of this world would never make your heart rich. Whoever is concerned over the akhirah, and that's the believer that's concerned over the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will make him rich in his heart. And not only that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather and assemble his matters under him. Your financial, your marital, your family, all your matters, your social matter will be all under your control. You'll be control of them, not them control of you. وَجَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ شَمْلَةً Allah will gather all your matters in this world and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in your hands. You'll be control of them. You'll be at the top of things. Not that you are running around trying to fix your marital problems, your children, your parents, your social problems, your studies, your work, your career, your finance, your house, running here and there, and you can't even get a hold of anything. But when the akhirah is your concern, Allah had promised you that He'll put in your heart richness. You'll be happy and content, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assemble and gather all your matters. They will be all under your control. And not only that. And the Prophet ﷺ says, وَأَتَدْتُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَ Allah. And the dunya, and everything in this dunya, will come to him running. If your concern is the akhirah, the dunya will run to you. If your concern is the Lord of the dunya will be under your feet. If you are in this dunya for the dunya to serve you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you the master of the dunya. And Allah azza wa jal will make you the servant of the akhirah. Whoever has the concern of the akhirah and the pleasure of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put richness in his heart. And Allah azza wa jal will assemble and gather all his matters under him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the dunya run to him. But on the other hand, whoever has the concern of the dunya, all his concern is the dunya. All his stress is the dunya. All his worry is the dunya. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْ Allah Azza wa Jal will make poverty between his eyes, in his heart. Allah will make him always poor, even if he's got all the money of this dunya. Don't you see people so wealthy? But subhanAllah, they are slaves, 24 hours. Working 24 hours. Don't even get the chance to count their money. They are so wealthy, and don't even get the chance to see their children. They are so wealthy, and don't even get the chance to eat a proper meal. They are so wealthy and don't even get the chance to sit down and rest. They are poor in reality. They are poor. And not only that, some people are millionaires. They've got enough money. If they want to buy every single thing they think of and dream of every single day, they still have excess of money. But still chase money. What's the point? You've got all the money. You've got so much money. Why are you still stressed over getting more money? Yes, we know that. We experience that. Everyone knows. Sees that he's of that. And they're never happy. They are never happy. They would never ever or don't even get the chance to taste what a poor man tastes. Is rest and comfort. And they are so rich. You think they are rich? They are so wealthy, they are so comfortable. They're not. They are rich, yes. They are wealthy, yes. They have a lot of money, but they're not comfortable. They're not relaxed. They're not happy. Why? Because the dunya is this stress. The dunya is their worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them poor in their eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made poverty in between their eyes. That even if they have all the money of this dunya, they're still poor. Even if they have all the money, they are still stressed. وَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ شَمْلًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divides all his matters. Has no control of his wife. Has no control of his children. Has no control of her. She has no control of her husband. When I say control, connection. Has no connection. Lost connection between him and his wife. She lost connection between her and her husband. They lost connection between them and their parents. They lost connection between them and everyone. Has no control over everything. It's just all over the place. Doesn't know what's happening. Gets divorced. Gets married again, then gets divorced again. Children are la'alam on drugs. Parents disown him. Socially, no one wants to talk to them. All his matters are all divided. And then what? And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَمْ يُؤْتِهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا قُدِّرَ لَهُ Allah Azza wa Jalla is only going to give him from the dunya what's written for him. That's it. In other words, Allah will restrict his provision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will just give him what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give. Happiness. We have the wrong concept of happiness. We have the wrong understanding of happiness. We have the wrong understanding of comfort and tranquility. We think that money is happiness. We think that power is happiness. We think that influence is happiness. We think fame is happiness. Wallahi, Allah knows. And a lot of you had experienced. No one is happy with just money. And no one just happy with fame. You hear every single day, the richest people commit suicide. Why? The most famous people are on drugs. Why? If they were happy, why do they go on drugs for? If they were happy with the money they had, why do they commit suicide for? Why is that? Dunya is their worry. Dunya is their stress. Dunya is their concern. But subhanallah, you're a mu'min, you're a believer. That's your concern every single day is how to please Allah Azza wa Jal. You sleep the best sleep. You wake up the best. You eat the best. Your heart is the best. Your comfort is the best. Subhanallah. When you please Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah puts happiness in your heart. When you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah makes you content. When you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will bring you satisfaction. When you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you from amongst those who is happy. Allah will relieve your stress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away your depression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you concerned. And matters are worthy to be concerned. Wallahi, yes, there are moments that we are stressed. And these moments or the things that we stress over are moments or things that need to be stressed over. But this difference, when you stress over a matter knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for you, and He is the one that's going to solve, or He is the one that's going to take you out of that stress and problem. And there's a big difference between someone who's stressed and doesn't know who to resort to. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, our only way of happiness and relieving stress from us is to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will turn to you. Be with Allah and Allah will be with you. Do the righteous deeds and actions and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla will make for him and create for him and provide for him an opening. If you are stressed, fear Allah azza wa jalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an opening for you. If you are stuck in a problem, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah azza wa jalla will take you out of that problem. If you are depressed, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah azza wa jalla will make an opening for you out of that depression. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and whoever relies on Allah, that's enough for him. What more do you want? That's more sufficient for you to rely on Allah Azza wa Jalla. Rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you've got everything. Rely on Allah Azza wa Jalla and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you everything. Rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant you everything. And listen to this last hadith. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says in this beautiful hadith, "Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sarbihi, mu'afan fi jasadihi, 'indahu qutu yawmihi, faka'annama huyyizat lahu ad-dunya." Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving us the true understanding or what's of this dunya. When you tell people dunya or this world, people want to be so wealthy and they've got no limits to their wealth. Or so famous, they've got no limit to their fame. So strong, they've got no limit to their strength. Well, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever wakes up early in the morning, and some narration says, whoever sleeps at night, secure in his house. You are secure in your house. You've got a shelter that's sheltering you. And alhamdulillah, you are secure in your house. You've got a shelter, you've got a mattress, you've got your family and you're sleeping there. Mu'afan fi jasadihim. And you are healthy. Alhamdulillah. You're still healthy. As much as you see yourself unhealthy, you're still a lot more healthier than others. عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ. And you've got enough food for that day. Not a fridge for the next month. You've got enough food for that day, alhamdulillah. You've eaten. Whoever wakes up early in the morning, secured under his shelter, secured in his house, you have a house that shelters you. Healthy in your body, and you have enough food to eat. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says? He says, as if the entire dunya had came to him. The entire dunya had came to you. This is the dunya. Have a secured shelter, enough food to eat, be healthy, you've got the entire dunya. What can you get more than that? What more do you want from this dunya? What I'm saying, this does not stop you to become a good, wealthy, rich, influential Muslim, no. But is that your primary stress? No. My primary stress is the hereafter. My primary worry is how can I please Allah Azza wa Jal? This is my primary stress. And if Allah Azza wa Jal opens the gates and the doors for me to become wealthy, alhamdulillah. At least when I become wealthy for the sake of Allah, I'm pleasing Allah. Look at the difference. When I become wealthy for the sake of Allah, every single dollar that goes into my pocket, I'll be rewarded for it. Alhamdulillah, because it's for Allah. Because my stress is the hereafter. But my entire stress is this dunya. And my entire stress is this world. And my entire stress is always competing with others. I'm never going to finish. And then I'll face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while my stress and my worry and my primary objectives of this dunya was the dunya. Be the slave of Allah, then be the slave of the dunya. Let the dunya serve you, do not become the servant of this dunya. Let the dunya under your feet, do not become under the dunya. This is the Muslim. The Muslim, the difference between the Muslim who fears Allah Azza wa Jal and wants the pleasure of Allah and those who don't, is the Muslim has the dunya in his hands. Controls it however he wants. But those who do not fear Allah Azza wa Jal, the dunya has them in its hand. Big difference. When you have the dunya in your hand, and when the dunya has you in its hands. Big difference. And this is the Muslim. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dunya ran to him. That Allah Azza wa Jal sent a prophet, sent a messenger, an angel, messenger to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to tell the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam that Allah gives you the option to be the most wealthiest man ever stepped on the surface of this earth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the whole dunya in his hands. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, good chance? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. I'll eat one day and thank Allah for it and starve one day and have patience for the sake of Allah. This is the happiness of the dunya. This is the happiness of the dunya. To be content and satisfied with the pleasure of Allah. Because nothing will fill up that heart except the pleasure of Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, if the son of Adam had one valley of gold, we'll ask Allah to give him for a second one. And if he's got a second one, say, Ya Allah, give me a third one. And if he's got a third one, say, Ya Allah, give me a fourth one. And if he's got four, say, Ya Allah, give me five. And if he's got five, say, Ya Allah, give me six. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, and nothing will fill up the belly of the son of Adam except the dust of his grave. All this, what's all that? My brothers and sisters, we need to understand the meaning of happiness and being stressed. What am I stressed for? Some of us stress over what? Why are you stressed for? When Al-Hasan al-Basri saw a man so stressed, his face frowning and upset, he told him, why are you so upset and stressed? He said, you know, I'm just stressed. You know, I'm being, there's so many things on my head. So Hasan al-Basri tells him, is there anything less that's going to come to you from your rizq that Allah had written on you? Can anyone else take anything from this rizq that Allah had given you? Allah Azza wa Jal had written for you an amount of rizq. Are you going to get less than that? No. Are you going to get more than that? He said, no. He said, are you going to live an extra day than the day that Allah had written on you? He said, no. Are you going to live less day than Allah Azza wa Jalla, than the days that Allah had written on you? He said, no. He said, what are you stressed for? What are you stressed for? It's all in the hands of Allah Azza. Allah had written on you, how much are you going to get? You're not going to get more, you're not going to get less. And Allah Azza had written on you, the day you're going to die, you're not going to get an extra day, you're not going to get less day. It's already been written. Stress over something that's where they've been stressed. Stress over the akhirah. Stress over that moment that we stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find happiness in your heart. Wallahi, my brothers, disobedience is stress. Haram is stress. Do haram, you'll be stressed. Eat haram, you'll be stressed. See haram, you'll be stressed. Hear haram, you'll be stressed. Commit haram, you'll be stressed. Fall in the haram, you'll be stressed. That's why you're stressed. Come out of the haram, you'll be happy. Pray to Allah, you'll be happy. Glorify Allah, you'll be happy. How beautiful is it when you open the Quran and read? Isn't that the most beautiful moment during the day and night? Is when you read the Quran Kareem. فَسَبِّعْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Remember Allah Azza wa Jal. And when something harmful befalls you, say, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Turn to Allah. Be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also taught us that when someone is stressed, as one of the companions came to him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, O Messenger of Allah, I am so stressed. When he saw him in the mosque, Abu Umama, he said, O Messenger of Allah, it's like all the stress of this dunya came on me. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, say every morning and every evening this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan wal-ajzi wal-kasal wa'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhl wa'udhu bika min ghalabat al-dayni wa qahri al-rijal. O Allah, I ask refuge in you from the ham, from the stress and the hazan and sadness. Wal-ajzi wal-kasal, I also ask you to protect me from laziness and being unhealthy. And I also ask you to protect me from being a coward and being selfish. And I also ask you, Ya Allah, to protect me from the debt that people are asking and the overpowering of people over me. This is the dua that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught us. Say it every morning and every evening. Learn it. It's in the Bukhari and many of the Fortress Muslim books and dua books that you can get from any bookstore or download this dua. Every morning and every evening, make this dua. And inshaAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal will take your stress away from you. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Indeed, by the remembrance of Allah, the hearts will feel assured and content and happy. Allahumma ij'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.